Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. Okay, I say it again, Dub Knight. Well, for my previous podcast, I have talked about things related to concerns I had. I know my reputation is concerning with some people probably near me about the allegations, but that's the point of view I have. I try to be very honest about it, and I have to because it's very important for me to tell the truth. But that should not be tolerated. What I mean is that any type of allegation or not, any type of trespassing, I'll leave it there. But this show, I want to get off and try to talk about something I really want to talk about. Because I should be talking about things that pertain to me in a more general sense. But those issues are something I talk about because it comes my way. And I apologize to anyone who listens to my podcast and get concerned about talking about same old situations or troubles. I have to express it because being a podcaster, I talk about a lot of things and I have to talk about it if it's of a concern. But I'm okay. Now, this is what I really want to talk about. It's called, I want to talk about my previous podcast, too. I said in one of my podcasts that I was going to play Trauma, and it was related to insanity and stuff, and I did not play it. So I want to make up to you, because this is going to be on Spotify, so I'm going to play Trauma. Okay? So I was going to, I forgot to play it during the podcast, so I remembered. So just listen to, the sanity, I need to keep away from it because it's criminal or anything, keep away. That was people that I came across. Now, I know that some of this probably has to do with me being in the business or so on, but I'm just an up-and-coming performer. I'm okay, all right? I don't want to scare nobody away. But here's a song, Trauma. So I talked about that song before. It was about a song of the experiences I had. But my goal, and I wanted to let you know, is to talk about things, but my ultimate goal is to be optimistic. Optimistic is the way for me to think. So, but when I written Trauma, it was the experiences I had when I was young that evolved me. I evolved a stronger person. Because somebody pointed out to me about my inner child, and my inner child was subjected to things I simply cannot understand. And it was frightening to my inner child, but I'm fine. So I'm going to let that go. There was one of the other podcasts was that I was supposed to talk about something related else. Play another song or whatever. I want to apologize if I forgot to talk about anything in my podcast. I'm so sorry because I have such a schedule with podcasts. My podcasts sometimes are uneven because I do it. I do it consistently. It's on the spot, and some podcasts can go 35 minutes, and some podcasts can go a few minutes. It's what I have to say at the moment. Because I do my podcast spontaneously, meaning I don't have a script. Whatever comes out my mouth, it comes out my mouth. But I have something to say. And by the way, this is Christmas time, so Christmas in 2 days, so we should be optimistic. I hope you have a good holiday. But if I forgot anything, if I say anything on a podcast and I forget to play a song or, you know, because there was something else I forgot, I want to apologize, okay? As I said before, my podcasts are very much who I am, and it's part of being an artist. I love to sing, I love to write, I love to play, I love to act, I love to be on stage in front of people, but I also love to talk. So thank you for listening to my podcast, and Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Speaking of that, I did talk about in one podcast, so this is the hits and miss, what I forgot. There was a podcast about, you know, alone on the holidays. And I want to talk about that because I spent a lot of times alone on the holidays. I don't know why. You know, I guess I wasn't the most popular person. Being the most active person online and being a creator, I find myself being alone at times because the people that I supposedly want to hang out with are not around, or I know somebody I'm so close to, they don't even celebrate the holiday either. But it's a great holiday to celebrate, but it's to let you know, for those who feel alone on holidays, you don't have to feel that way. You should treat it as another day. And there are other people and places that you can go to if you want to be with somebody. I've been through that when I was a young child. I was alone on the holidays. I was alone I was alone, you know, when I was in New York on holidays. You know, I felt like I just couldn't handle it. It was some of the worst experiences of my life, being alone on holidays. But as I got older and I got used to it, I also realized the wisdom that I'm not really alone, and I have my higher power, and that it's another day, and that I can stand on my own. So I got stronger in that department. I got a book, and I told you I was going to talk about. That's it. I was going to talk about my book, so that's what I remember, okay? Apologize for the unevenness of this podcast, but that is who I am. You know, my book is Alone on the Holidays and How to Deal with It. It's on Lulu.com. It's a product. You can buy it. It tells you how to deal with, being alone on the holidays. I've written it a while back. I don't even know what I written, but I know I've written some good stuff. And to stand strong no matter what day it is. I had to learn that for the hard way because I was simply not somebody who I was subjected to things that I was ostracized and I was just not the most popular person in the world and I didn't have my family with me on the holidays. But I learned wisdom from people, and I learned wisdom through experience that, treat the holiday for what it is. It's just very popular. It's just another day to go away 24 hours. So, you know, I used to say, you know, I gave examples like the sunshine going to come out all the time. Like it was out today. But during the holidays, it may feel like the sunshine is gone and there's rain and there's dark clouds. That's part of life, but that's only 24 hours because it's going to go away and you're going to feel better when the sun comes out. So that's how life is. It's changes. So that is what I remember. So and that's what I learned myself, the wisdom of these holidays, is that it's just another day. And if I'm not alone, even though I may have the sentiment, oh, I'm alone. Everybody got somebody, and I'm the odd one out, and maybe something wrong with me, and I don't have no family around. Well, I just talked to my family, so my family is okay, and that, if you believe in any higher power, whatever it is, I mean, some people don't believe in higher power. Maybe they believe in a tree. Or something, or whatever they believe, because that's how the world is, realize you can look at that as to get you through, because I do believe in a higher power, and a higher power is always with me, so I'm never alone, even on holidays. And that family or you know, it comes to coincide with family. I said family is was taught to us, you know, family is usually biological, you know, your uncle, your aunt, your mother, your father. I said that in a previous podcast. When you get on these holidays, you put, you know, there's this norm thing. Norm, when I talk about norms, you know, what everyday life people do. They go norm, they go to their families on holidays. The truth is that there's an illusion with the thing family. What I'm trying to say, if you're close to your biological mother, father, uncle, then that's great. That's a good thing. That's always a good thing. But some people, the thing I mentioned, some people don't have that. They don't have closeness with their biological family. Family could be their friend. It could be anybody. It don't have to be biological. So that's to the people who feel alone or who don't have family on these holidays. So that's why I wrote the book, Alone on Holidays, How to Deal with It. Just another day. It's always going to happen, you know. And for me, I got so used to it that it doesn't bother me as much anymore. It, you know, I missed out on a lot. You know, I don't have that social interaction. But I'll be okay because the next day the sunshine is going to come out. And it'll be another day, and I'll meet people eventually. Things always change, you know. So that's for people who feel depressed on the holidays or feel like their life is, you know, they feel like everything is over, you know. Because there's a lot of the reason is a lot of people feel left out, and some people get desperate, and some people even do desperate things to themselves or to others. Because they don't want to deal with being alone. They feel outcast or shunned by the world. And you should not. I have felt shunned by the world. And that's ironic because I wanted to be an entertainer. But as I got older, I kind of, I'm so different from when I was younger. So I was the rock star I wanted to be. And I still am. I'm still that person. Always looking for love on the outside, being on stage or release a record. Looking for that attention. It's good to go and get that attention, but what I didn't have when I was younger was I didn't have myself. So I needed to love thyself inside in order to deal with anything. And I'm dealing with a lot of things that it could, you know, put pressure on the brain. I get angry. I get very depressed sometimes, but it goes away because I love thyself. So that keeps me. So that's such a strength to withstand anything. But I realized if I didn't love myself, oh no, it'd be impossible to deal with all the stuff I'm going in with. So if you feel desperate, you know, being alone, there are hotlines you can call. They got hotlines all over the place. I know ASCAP used to have a hotline for people to talk about their feelings, you know, because a lot of being an artist, I wonder if they got that art. I wonder if they still have that. Being a lot of artists have, and I'm one of them, I'm the quintessential artist. You know, all the problems, you know, your creativity, write a song, play the piano, have a gift, but then the other side of it, you know, I went through, you know, the mental health issues, the bad childhood. I'm glad I didn't have the alcohol and drug problem because that would have made it even worse. And I'm glad I don't have anything else because some artists can be so gifted that the other side, they develop a dark side that puts them in legal trouble. So I'm glad. I'm not going to point out names, but there are quite, unfortunately, there are artists who went to prison or something. So I'm glad I'm not that. But a lot of artists have those issues. It's like a duality between creativity and dealing with issues, mental health issues, or dealing with issues. I guess when you create and when you write a song, you play guitar, you sing, it's so, for me, so inspirational. But on the other side of the coin, you know, what caused me to create in the first place? I have a bad childhood, not accepted. So I go and I'm attracted to being in Hollywood and being on stage and want to act, or want to sing or act, or want to sing and want to play. Mm-hmm. And I did all that. So as I get older, I'm like, okay, I'm involved. I'm not doing the things that I used to, but I'm still am out there, and I still feel good about myself. So that is where it is. So I wanted to ask if I still have that. I mean, I'm bringing this up because somebody might be listening to me, and they probably a singer, songwriter like me. I wonder if they have those. Well, anyway, they have hotlines all over the place. You can call. Because, you know, among entertainers or artists, because most artists are not famous and rich, okay? Me, one of them, okay? I spent all these years writing songs and did all that. I paid my dues and haven't got nothing to show for it. And still struggling. Came out to Hollywood to be a star, and all I end is a penniless pauper. Just barely got out of the gutter not too long ago. But I'm going to be okay. I'm still aspiring. I'm still feeling good despite the obstacles. As I said, I talk about my hardship because there's a lot to talk about. Yeah, I went through a lot, but I'm still positive. People help me be positive. Be positive. Everything's going to be good, you know, because I'm a very good person. Despite what goes on, I'm a very good person. So I learned that a lot. Yeah, they have it on ASCAP. Hotline for artists to talk, wellness. They have like this, you know, program, you know, and they even have, you know, but in general, for those who are artists or not, they have hotlines where you can talk. You can go online and call a hotline if you feel, so unfortunately, some people have felt suicidal. So if you have suicide hotlines, you can call them on Christmas Day or the day before Christmas Eve. So Merry Christmas. So I hope that nobody gets that desperate, but people have. And let me tell you the truth. When I was real young, I have gotten that to that level because I wasn't as aware about self-love. But I was so young because I was away from my family. So I'm stronger now. So it really is evolving. But there are other books about my songs, Slow Evolution of Dove Knight, Dove Knight. I got so many books. Dove Knight, Singer Songwriting, Hollywood Dreams, the ebook. That's on Amazon. Amazon, Slow Evolution, Dove Knight. I got some books on Barnes & Noble. You know, Barnes & Noble, yeah. Yeah, so that's not so bad. Well, anyway, I'm having a good time, you know. Slow Evolution of Dove Knight. There's a book. It was about the EP. Those are old books, though, but it's about the EP I made like 5 years ago. And I had two songs, and I had five songs. So it's an involvement. Amazon just talked about how to sing a song or how do I write a song. And talked about Hollywood Dreams, a song. And then there was these books all over the place. I've also written other types of books. My point of view, I've written books about being unique, because it came to my mind, since I have a unique style, or people have perceptions of me being unique in good or bad ways, but it's out there. You can get that. I have books about philosophical things, like my opinions about presidents or the country. But I apologize, but if you're not into politics and you're not, I will admit I am progressive, so I'll give you a hint. But I have all kinds of books. So I'm going to talk about some of these books I've written. Yeah, that'd be good. But there's Dove Knight Songs. These books are old. So it's Dove Knight Songs, The Low Evolution of Dove Knight. There is Dove Knight Singing Songwriting. So I was talking about how I write a song. And, you know, some of these books, if you read the inspiration of why I written some of the songs that were released to the masses. And by the way, it's the end of the year. I want to thank everybody who listened to my podcast and who listened to my songs. So thank you, wherever country you are, because I found out in a different country, You know, some people, even as a few, or one or two, one and one and one is three. Wherever you are, you know, the Beatles eat your heart out on the lower scale. Hopefully it'll be better. Unfortunately, hopefully it'll be better. But still, thank you for listening to my songs. Thank you for listening to my songs in whatever country. I found out a few of you have listened to my songs in 51 countries. Thank you. I appreciate that. Even though it's like one or two or three or four, as I said, one and one and one is three. But still, thank you very much. It's more than three, okay? I'm just joking. But still, thank you very much, whatever country you're listening to. So I know that my podcast is also heard around the world. So thank you if you're in Britain or if you're in the United States or if you're Australia or if you're that one person in Australia or wherever you are. Thank you. Yeah, New Zealand. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening to my songs and podcasts. And I wanted to say that I have my own point of view, and I want to apologize if I came off as too way out, you know. I'm not trying to be too way out. I have to be myself. It's just Dub Knight, you know. As I say, my name is Dub Knight, you know. You know, some people think I'm too way out or whatever, but that is the way it's supposed to be. And some people think I act too silly, but that is the way it's supposed to be, and I'm just having fun. So I'm just having fun being myself. So I'm just having fun, you know. But I like to express. But seriously, I like to express my point of view. Just being positive. It's the holidays, right? We're supposed to feel good here. Even though I'm gonna be alone on the holidays, I'm gonna be fine. And so will you. If you're with people on the holidays, then be careful, you know. Have fun, you know. Be careful. Whatever you eat, if you eat a bunch of turkey, or you're vegetarian. Or semi-vegetarian like me. You know, I'm vegetarian. You know, I've been eating vegetarian. Have a good time. And also the world is very... I learned a lot about the world since I was young, you know, on a serious note. When I was young, it was like when I didn't have myself, when I didn't love myself. I'm still in the process of loving myself as much as possible, okay? I didn't perceive, I wasn't as aware of how distinct my shoes is with other people, and I thought, oh, the grass is always greener on the other side, but the truth is, it's not. So even though I don't have, and I wish, you know, I see somebody like Jack Antonoff or Taylor Swift, they're making tons of money in songwriting. I was like, well, I wish I was in that position, but. You know, I have to appreciate what I have. And I can get to that position if I continue to go for my dream because I'm a singer-songwriter musician like they are. They made it to the top. They're making tons of money. Luck for them. Good for them. I hope to get to that position one day and still go for it no matter what's going on. But still, the important point is no matter what happens in the future or not, I have to appreciate myself and appreciate my shoes, wherever shoes I am. Because I cannot compare myself to them or anybody. I'm aware that I have to really appreciate myself because the world, as I got older, the world is not, the grass is not greener on the other side. I look and I realize that the grass that I have is where I'm supposed to be. And for me to develop and do the best I can and be positive. But also there's choices I make that will enhance to enhance my situation, because I'm telling you, when I look at people who are billionaires, famous, I'm not going to name names, and you know who they are, going all this legal trouble and saying crazy things about things and endorsing hatred or getting convicted or, you know, we have to appreciate what we have. We may not be a billionaire, and we could get there, but we're not in legal trouble, or we don't have the worst reputation, or we don't do things. We're not in a situation that's chaotic or crazy or evil. So it's more to appreciate. But the thing about it is that if I also realize that as I try to advance myself, you know, I want to go to school, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a musician, I want to release my records, I want to advance myself. And this is to you too. You want to advance yourself. You're going to find that it's going to get more pressure from the world for trying to advance yourself. Unfortunately, there's going to be people who are jealous. There's going to be people who have, you know, you have to learn to ignore them. Just think about those positive people who like your song or like your music or like you. Is it okay to go for your dreams? Is it okay to go for it sporadically? You go for it for a little bit and then you stop? Or is it okay not to to appreciate yourself? That person has a job, and if you don't, you're not, you know, don't compare yourself as like, oh, something wrong with me. Everybody has different situations and stuff. I'm just saying that in general. But it's really okay to go for dreams. Go be a doctor, lawyer, or whatever dream. Go be a star. The pressure from the world will become more and more, it become more directive. And you see the pressure to do it, it become more harder. And that's just like a test. So I look at those tests. And sometimes it's very hard for me because it's like, I can't believe it. I'm trying to do this. And it's hard for me to see that sometimes, but then on the other side, I look at where I was a long time ago when I was just doing music. I wasn't trying to be all this, or I didn't have that chance because I didn't get that chance to release a record. Nobody paid attention to me. And still, I don't have, you know, good people don't even care. They wish me the best and they move on, but, you know, unfortunately, trying to advance yourself through school or trying to advance yourself through entertainment, being a businessman, being a doctor, a lawyer, it has been shown to attract pressure or people who are jealous or people who are threatened by someone's ambitions or someone being in the public eye or something. So I realized that too when my songs came out or I do a podcast. I got more known in a ways that I never imagined, and more put downs, more a focal point than I was when I wasn't on podcasts or whatever, or wasn't trying to do a lot of things to enhance myself. But that's the test, and the test is to continue to go for your dreams and do, because that's the right thing to do. The more you do it and you succeed, the better, stronger you get. It's very hard because a lot of very strong people, very talented, very intelligent people have given up. And it's understandable, especially, and I'm going to say this, if I gave up on my music dreams today with all these years of struggle, it'd probably be understandable, but I'm not giving up. I can't give up, you know. There's no alternative, you know. I can't give up on those dreams, you know. I do the best I can, but if I did, whatever I do, I made a lot of attempt to better myself. I see evil, but I see good. The good will outweigh the evil, but the evil is there. So just realize that that's what I learned, and I seen it with other people. People I know and people indirectly, they went for their dreams, and I saw they got a lot of pressure from other people. Or, you know, you had to keep away from the dream killers. And it's hard to go for dreams. Like I read my book about music and stuff. The dreams can take a long time. And life is not you know, one thing I learned, unfortunately, it took me a long time to learn about it. I had these expectations that it's going to get this, life is going to change, blah, 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 blah. The truth is it will change, but it's not. Life is not based on expectations. Yes, I can make effort to make them change, but it has, everybody's life is different. It's not guaranteed that I'm supposed to do this to go and do a better, get better and better in this direction. But what I do have control over is myself, and I'm doing the best I can to be positive, because that's why I write these books. I have to create. That's part of my destiny. I always was a drawer. I was a painter. I got awards for drawing. I was told to go to the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts as a young child. I should have, because look what happened. It was my destiny. Because I was seen as a gifted graphic artist, entertainer, musician, singer. I mean, that was me. And I ran away from it when I was a teenager. So I had all these issues, got so worse. And I realized I ran away from it. So when I went back to it, I was a totally different person. And it saved me a lot of times. So that's part of who I am. The other part of who I am is my mind. I guess I have an intellectual side, so that has to be acknowledged. But, it's what I have to do. I have to do the best I can. But one thing overall, if you read these books about my music, because my music is about going for that dream, a Hollywood dream. So read if you can. It's very only $1 or $2. Amazon, Singing Songwriter, Hollywood Dreams. And there's Slow Evolution of Dove Knight. There are other books I've written. I do another podcast with some other books. I really apologize that I didn't talk about these books. I talk about a few books. There are books, I've written about presidents, because I was into the presidents when I was a child. It was just something to learn about, But it was a duality with me, with the intellectual side and the artist side. It was just connected. So I had to find out how to balance both sides of my psyche or my true essence. So it was very hard. Because the truth is, I didn't do very well in school. I had so many problems, so many hardships, and I didn't have myself. I was taught not to love myself as a child, so I love myself to become an artist. But I wanted to let you know the book is Slow Evolution of Mind. That was about the EP, at least 5 years ago. And then there was the there are other books. You can check it out on Amazon. You can check it out on Lulu. But again, the holidays come about. Alone on holidays and how to deal with it. And I dealt with that for years, and I evolved to realize, I have to love myself. So when I'm alone, or if the whole world hates me, if the whole world hates me, I can still love myself. And it's not easy. It took a long time to get to that point, But I wish I would have learned to love myself when I was a kid. I had to like myself, Then I would have been, I'd probably have a different destiny. But I'm glad I learned to love thyself. Even if I'm alone, like that Zeppelin song, mountains can crumble into the sea, it still would be me, I took the you and me, because I ain't talking about another person, it's about me, So Robert Plant and Liz Zeppelin, you cannot eat your heart out. Okay. Dove Knight, eat your heart out. Well, I do want to be, I'm a musician like that. I aspire to be like that. But, I have to be who I need to be. Me, myself, and I. Well, anyway. Well, what I mean is that the whole world can hate me. And the whole earth can just fall. Everything can drown and disappear. If But if I have myself, then I can still be standing. You know, so mountains can crumble into the sea and everybody can hate my guts and don't want nothing to do with me. But if I like myself and love myself, I can go through, I can withstand anything. So that's what it is about. So some of my books, you know, I got a lot of books, so I'll talk about it next time. But happy holidays. I may not do a podcast tomorrow because it's Christmas Eve. I may be just sitting there relaxing on the computer doing my thing, you know. I'm going to be alone, but don't worry about me. I got light at the end of the tunnel. Because if you're alone like me, realize that the sun will still be there. But always realize that when the sun shines, enjoy it. It's always going to be within. It represents us within. But also realize if you're alone on holidays, the 25th or Hanukkah, where you're not going to no party, you may see dark clouds of, and it represents the depression or feeling. You know, those are natural human feelings. But realize it will go away. It's just one day. When I was younger, it felt like the dark clouds wouldn't go away. It felt like it was just always going to be black, dark. It was always going to be depressed. You know, life is over, you know, that kind of thing. But it's not. Life goes on. It will change. So somebody did tell me that when I was younger, but I wasn't as aware. That's because I didn't love myself. I was, you know, but I had to love myself. So the day will go by and the dark clouds will be there and they'll dissipate. Always remember to dissipate because the sun will come back out at the next day. So the 26th, you'll feel better. So that's what I'm going to say. But have a Merry Christmas. Here's my books. And thank you for listening. Good day, good night from Dove Night.